Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Hey y'all, sorry I'm late. Mr. Bell, how you doing?
Chocolate.
see you on Wednesdays all the time. You come in every Wednesday on your lunch break, I think. And you always order the special with the hot chocolate. And my manager be tripping and stuff, talking about we gotta use water, but I always use some milk and cream for you, cause I think you're kind of sweet. Anyway, you always got on some fly blue suit and cufflinks are shining all bright. So what you do? A word? Yeah, that's interesting. Look, man, I mean, I don't want to waste your time, but I know girls don't usually do this. But I was wondering if maybe we could get together outside the restaurant one day. You know, because I do look a lot different outside my work clothes. I mean, we could just go across the street to the park right here.
Alabama. But, you know, I just want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all the listeners in Hawaii, the United States, our sister country, continent, in Canada, the United Kingdom, our friends in Cameroon, Nigeria, and Singapore, and our friends in Pakistan, Peru, Australia, France, Iraq. It's just so many that's coming aboard, you know. It's hard to keep them in order. So anyway, everybody on the globe is listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know I'll be cutting up and acting a straight fool, so that's the reason why we got so many listeners. Who would have thought 3 years ago I went from just some local friends to, you know, all over the globe. So this is good for my guests as well, because they need to get exposure wherever they get it. And our guest tonight is a special guest. Her name is Melissa Saturday, and such a blessing. You know, God has worked in mysterious ways, because I was at Hair Masters with my grandson, and I just happened to be sitting beside her beautiful, tall, lanky daughter and kids, and the kids was talking to my grandson, and one thing led to another, and then I saw this jewelry. Oh, my God, her daughter was wearing this beautiful quartz necklace. You know, oh, I said, oh, girl, where you get that from? And, you know, everybody know me. I love jewelry, and found out that I already knew her mom, because we had been vendors at an event before at the park, you know, over there near Lake Bottom in Georgia. So it just goes to show one hand doesn't clap. So, you know, things that's worked for all good, you know. And before I get started with my guests, I want everyone in my listening audience to give a special shout out for my grandson. Melissa's daughter seen him. I was there with him Wednesday while we was at Bible class. My grandson took sick and started having grandma type seizures. And I was in the back, and somebody said, your grandson needed you. So I ran out there. I said, what's the matter? And he just fell over and started convulsing really bad. And I just screamed out, help me, help me, help me. And the brothers was there. They came and they held him down. It was like he had like 8 grandma seizures before the ambulance got there. And then they tried to pull him out between the bench, and he was in the middle of the aisle, and he had like 3 more. And so they finally got him in the ambulance, and they shot something in his IV, and it calmed him down for like 1 to 2 minutes, and then he went back into another seizure. And the guys in the back, was 3 of them trying to hold him, saying, code 3, and I'm in the front seat, and someone else is driving my car because my other grandson was with me. And I said, what's the code 3? She said, lights and sirens. So when we got there, you know, he was still seizing coming out of the ambulance, and when he got to the back of the emergency room, that he was seizing. They couldn't even get him off the gurney to put him on the bed, and that was seizure number 15 back-to-back, you know. So, you know, they said, come on out here, get him registered. So when I came outside, you know, my daughter was out there coming in. I told her, go back there, and, you know, stupid receptionist was trying to stop me. I said, wait a minute, this is his mother. She know what, you know, what he needs is what he allergic to, so they let him back there. And I was, like, spent. I was, like, exhausted. You know, I'm all sad and sick because this is, you know, my favorite grandchild. They all know it. It's, you know, so they're not mad. They, I mean, he's always been my favorite, you know. So then when I got home, my daughter spent the night there, and then last night I spent the night there with him. And he seized all through the night and was vomiting up the water because he can't eat, because if he did, it would aspirate, go into his lungs, and he would have to be ventilated. But anyway, it went from bad to worse. Now he got all these electrodes all around his forehead, and his head is patched up, checking his brain, and they have the electrodes on his chest, and now they got a heart holster monitor on him to check out his heart, because the seizures have been stopped, and they're still doing it today. And it was just about 10 minutes ago, I had an update, and a neurologist and his primary doctor says that they're going to try to start over. They just shut it down. The medicine that he was on, they sedated him so he wouldn't convulse, because they said if I hadn't got him in there, he would have died. And anybody my age or a little bit younger would have died, because he's putting so much on his heart. So I don't want to take nothing from my guest tonight, but, you know, I'm scared, and I'm trying to put on a brave face. You know how you say the show must go on, and I'm going to do what I got to do, you know. And if I don't get everything out, then she'll come back for part two. But, you know, I want everybody who's listening and everybody who's my friend who know me, that's a good little kid. He's only 14 years old. He loves going to church. He's a good child. Please keep him in your prayer, you know, and because prayer changes things. And so without further ado, oh, Lord, I want to say hello first to my beautiful co-host, Strawberry. How you doing, Strawberry?
I'm good. How are you tonight? And your grandson is definitely in my prayers as well.
Thank you. I'm messed up quite as a cat, but I'm going to try to, you know, act like an actress and keep it moving. So without further ado, I want to introduce to y'all the beautiful, talented Melissa Saturday. How you doing, Melissa?
Honey, you too kind. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Girl, you're so talented. You know, she says I'm too kind. If y'all seen her stuff, man, she'll blow it out the water. Because, you know, I don't like doing my money weight, and I want some. So she's already working on a piece, and now she got my phone number. When it's done, we can do that PayPal, okay?
Oh, no problem there, honey. No problem.
Yes.
Oh, I am sending some good vibes and prayers to you, honey. I am doing
Thank you.
All right.
You know, your daughter, she met him, and, you know, she saw him interacting with your grandbaby. So you can kind of, like, tell when you're talking to a child, but they're good people. My grandson, I mean, he loves everybody. You know, he's helpful, and he likes going to church. You don't have to pull him, like, come on, you're going. He wants to go. And so that's what I like about him. He helps the communion, you know. He is a good, you know, when you have grandkids, and I'm sure, even though you love all of them, Melissa, I'm sure each child, you can see their strengths and their weaknesses. And you can say, well, this child going to be this, and this child going to do this, or this child going to be lazy, or this one going to be aggressive. And, you know, so
I got
a lot of grandkids, and he's the good one. So, you know, God, and I just said the prayer. I've been praying ongoing, but the last prayer I had, I said, Lord, I said, you know, I've made some mistakes, and you're forgiving me for those, and I'm doing better. And I said, I'm older. I said, God, you know this is a good child, and he's got more work to do for you. I said, if you just give him some more years, you know, to have a wife and kids and family, you could take some minds. Because, you know, I live life. I'm good, you know, and I'm in a good place because I'm doing right by people, so I'm good. You can just take me home. I don't care. You know, well, anyway, Strawberry, you can ask the question so I can get myself together real quick.
Okay. So what actually got you into the business of making jewelry?
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, it was about 6 years ago, and I don't know, I got a little crafty one day, you know. I was in a jewelry store, like a craft store type thing, jewelry parts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking maybe I could probably make my own stuff, and I just started getting what they call a wild hair, and I started putting.
But that wild hair is supposed to be up your butt, not in your fingers.
Well, I had one in my finger. So anyway, but I just started putting some stuff together and started getting kind of. I wasn't that great at it, you know. I had to learn how to open a jump ring, which is like the connectors to hold, you know, the beads together and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn how to open those the right way, because if you spread them, you can't get it back to the circle, if you know
really?
What I'm talking about. Yet. Okay.
You can't just bend them with your pliers and just bend them shut?
I mean, I use like little tiny, like, needle-nose pliers, round-tip pliers, you know, any kind of thing. I can pretty much do it with one pair of pliers in my finger. But I started getting really good at it and everything, and I started opening up a booth in Opelika, Alabama, and I started selling some stuff. And I said, okay. And then my fiance, bless his heart, he says, you want to think of a name? I said, I don't know. So they wanted to use my last name, and he says, you express yourself. He said, how about Saturday Expressions? I said, that'll work.
It'll work, that's right.
Yeah, so I expect
myself. Wow, so how many years you been doing this?
Six
years, and I see that. I'm sure your granddaughter ain't already in your jewelry playing dress-up, she probably say, ooh, let's go to grandma's house, because she got all kinds of little trappings to when she put a little dress and a necklace and a hat.
Oh, when they come over, Nana, can we make some jewelry? I said, oh, my goodness. And especially, it's mostly my grandson. It's mainly my grandson, Adrian. He just,
really?
He says, yes, I'm not kidding. He is pretty, he's getting pretty good. He loves to collect stones and everything. And I haven't got the wire wrapping down pat, but I want to wrap some of his stones for him, you know. I think it would be really, make it pop, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But,
I don't know how big the stones are that you can make, because the stone that your daughter was wearing, that white crystal, I was wondering, do you have that in a bigger, wider stone than that?
Most of them are about that average size. I might have a few that are that size. Those are actually called Druzy charms, D-R-U-Z-Y.
What does that mean?
It's just a lot of, like, minerals. Sometimes it's synthetic stones. It's like granules all pressed together, wrapped in, like, a foil wrap, and it has connectors on either end. You can do anything with them, make bracelets, pendants, you know, whatever. But I have, like, probably about four or five different colors. I have, like, white, purple, mauve, aqua blue. The aqua blue is my favorite. And I have white, and I have black. So, yeah, and
okay,
the black ones are really popular.
Okay, well, you know, is there any kind of way that you can press more than two together so it can make the stone bigger, wider? Because I like his daughter's size, but I would like something bigger than that if you haven't already started working on my piece.
No, I haven't started working on yours yet. I'm trying to get a good idea.
Is there any way you can make it bigger?
Not the stones, no ma'am. They all come to that one size. They already come made that way.
Okay, is there any kind of way
that I bought them in bulk?
Put two stones together.
Yeah, I could probably do that. I could probably link it together.
Well, how about,
you know, put like a really fancy jump ring in between it.
Yeah, you put one in the white and one in the black, you know, or you know, if you got the golden color like. Yellow topaz, you know, that would be fine, but,
yeah,
you know, and that gold wrapping like your daughter had on hers. The only thing is about the chain that goes around her neck, I would rather have maybe leather or something, because my skin is very sensitive, and sometimes I just can't wear, you know, metals, you know. It'll wear for one day and
it'll
break out, you know. And everything need to be beads, unless you can funk it up and make it stones, little small stones going around it.
Well, I can string up some freshwater pearl beads, or I have like the regular white glass beads. I can string that up, and that way it won't be on the chain, if you follow me.
Okay, well that'll work. Just hook me up, give me a price. You can call me after the show. You know, I'm sitting here instead of learning more about you, I'm trying to put my bid in. But anyway, everybody, she's been doing this for years. And she is going to tell you how to get a hold of her and Opelika's Saturday Expressions. But we're going to go back a little further. When you was younger, was you always into jewelry? Like a lot of little girls, we like jewelry and, you know,
no, not really. I was a tomboy.
Long girl. I was too. And I know Strawberry.
I went barefoot outside. I was not scared of pavement. I was not scared of rocks. I would walk outside plain barefooted. I mean, I can't do that now.
I know, right? Girl,
yeah,
I even
tried to
catch a bumblebee in my hand and got stung. Ooh, my finger swole up. You know, so
that's
now
brave
I'm
right
afraid
there.
Of insects.
That's brave right there. I'm not a big fan of bees.
No, that was just stupidity back then. I was young and dumb, didn't know nothing, you know.
Okay,
yeah,
well. I have done some crazy stuff, though, but yeah.
Y'all have. So, Strawberry, go ahead and ask your question, little girl, and then we'll take a little small break, and we'll be back and back. But, Strawberry, ask your question first before we go to break.
So, with you making jewelry, because you actually, you brought me back, because I used to dabble in a little jewelry making myself years ago. Mm-hmm. So, do you do the double strands and the triple strands? Because a lot of people I noticed, a lot of women happen to have a knack and love, like, the long double
edge. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that, but it's a challenge, I'm telling you. I'm still learning as I go. But it's a challenge. But, I mean, I love it, though. I mean, my full-time job takes a lot of my day. But, I mean, when I come home, to me, this is just relaxing because I'm just in a zone. You know, I just bead, link, whatever. It don't matter.
Right. Okay.
It's kind of like my Prozac. No,
I get that. That's the same way I am about coin collecting. I'll be looking at my coins and putting the dates in order and see what I'm missing and which one's got more plugs. And time will fly, and I don't believe in that 3 hours of zoom down the road, and I'm still doing it, you know. And then I get stiff I say, I'm going to stop. But while I'm into it, like you said, you're into a zone.
Yeah, well, you are, because, I mean, I'll go in, say, on a Saturday, if I'm home by myself on that day, I'll start up probably around 9:30, 10 o'clock. All of a sudden, I look at the clock, it's 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I mean, my day has flown. I mean, that's how much I enjoy it. I mean, I don't think about time.
Yeah, well, I feel you. So I tell you what, everybody, stay with us. We're going to be back with Melissa Saturday, and if you want to call in, dial 347-945-6003. But hit the 1 key, and I'll know you got a comment or a question. And we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Real, unparalleled. Authorist Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked Friday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, not leave you.
Author Sarah Lyle, and that tune was Boys to Men, and At the End of the Road. So you know how you are when you're in relationships. Sometimes you just come to the end of the road, and you got to know what to do. Don't lose your mind and get all crazy because someone else you know, don't want to, or you don't want them, just keep it moving, you know. Things will change, you know. But I want to tell everybody that our special guest, Melissa, she not only create jewelry that's brand new, she also do repurposed jewelry. Like if you got something, I guess, some materials or whatever that you would like to incorporate into your piece to make it unique, she can do that too. And not too many people do that. So it's a blessing that this lady is very creative as well as very, you know, accommodating to different things to make your thing unique. So, you know, y'all done heard what I want her to do for me. Don't try to copy my stuff because I want myself to be unique, different, you know.
Well, you'll have a unique.
Okay. Yes, I want my head to stay where I got. Okay.
I know.
Yes, but, you know, what made you decide to start offering the opportunity for people to have repurposed stuff? Is it because sometimes it could be a keepsake or somebody could have passed away? This is a way of remembering them by utilizing some of the stuff
like that
they had.
Yeah, something like that. Or somebody just has some junk jewelry. They want something new made out of it, you know. They want something, because, I mean, sometimes the same piece gets boring. You know, you get tired of it. You want to make something flashy like you want right now.
Right now, I'm flashy. Let me ask you a question. I got some real gold that I don't wear, you know, chains and stuff. Do you melt down gold as well and create something, or is it just stuff like stones and leathers and stuff?
Oh, I wish I did. Oh, that's some money right there.
That's
cool. Gold and make something new. That would be, ooh, man.
Yeah. Now, strawberry, I'm sure if she got anything, she would want something that looks like a strawberry, because that's her nickname, strawberry.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with strawberries. I like strawberries.
Me too.
Strawberry loves it too.
Yes.
Oh, me. Well, Terry, I sent you a text on some colors of some of the stones I have.
Oh, when did you send that text?
Probably about while we were on break.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if it has been a last couple of days, I have not been focused on anything.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the last few minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to look at these colors and things you sent me, and I'm going to let Strawberry do her job and ask you some questions.
Okay. Well, child, I swear to goodness, you inspired me just by even, you know, listening to you and, you know, you going on about the jewelry that you make and the repurpose and everything like that, because, like I said, I used to also do it as well. So, like, I know you said it's very therapeutic. How often do you make jewelry? Like, when you're home, when you're not working and stuff, like, what is the typical schedule that you have where you just sit down and do nothing else but make jewelry?
Majority of the time it's after I get off work, probably about, I'll come home, cook dinner, unwind, speak to the man for a little bit, and then I'll probably sit down in my craft room probably around 7:30, 8 o'clock, maybe later, and I have been known to stay up until 11 or 12 o'clock at night saying, oops, I got to go to bed, I got to go to work in the morning.
Yeah, but you know something, Melissa, you said something very important that Cerebray has forgotten. You have a man. You got to spend some time with your man. See, me and her are single, so we don't know nothing about that. We just hate just coming out. If we want to do, you have to spend some time with your man. So, you know, I feel you on that. Strawberry girl, everybody is single like us, but we working on it.
That's right.
But girlfriend, we do have a caller on the line who want to ask you some questions. So, caller, and your last four numbers are 9708. If you want to make a comment or ask a question, this is your time.
Hi, Melissa. I was listening to you, and my goodness, you're just so inspiring. I was just wondering if you have a catalog, or do you ship out of state? I live in Illinois, but I do follow you on Facebook. But I do have friends that I kind of like to show a catalog that don't have Facebook.
And
wow.
Terry, I have to tell you something. I know this voice.
Who is that?
This is my very best friend, Donna Jones.
Hi, Donna. Hi, Terry.
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good, thank you. You are interviewing just the most wonderful woman in the world. She's been through so much in her life. you know, she picked up this jewelry making and, you know, she busts her butt. She goes to craft fairs almost every weekend. And, you know, I know it takes a lot out of her, but she is really making a lot out of herself by doing
yeah.
jewelry. And she really loves it. So
yeah,
win-win.
Yeah, it's a win-win. But you know something, I've seen right here, the text you sent me, I like all those stones. So you talking about for the dollar per se?
Yeah, I could probably do that for you too, honey.
Yeah, I like all of them. You know, I really like the bronzy color and the white color. I like the jade color.
Oh, yeah.
I like them all. Shoot. You can,
I think
that can be a necklace.
Well, you know what? I think I could probably wing that. That'll be my first. If I do that for
yeah,
you,
yeah, I like it all. But we all want Donna to stop talking, girl. We're so glad you joined us tonight, me and your friend and Strawberry. So why don't you tell your friends that I'll send you a picture from my Facebook, what you want, and, you know, I'm sure she'll ship it out there. Money is
absolutely.
Money all spent.
Oh, my goodness, yes, absolutely. She has gifted us. My daughters and I with quite a bit of jewelry over the years, and you know, but she and I were talking not too long ago, and she said, "Oh my God, girl, I look back at my first pieces and have seen how far I've come," and it just it made me giggle because you know I do have some of her earlier pieces, and she has
nothing
come
to brag
very
about,
very
honey,
far.
Nothing to brag about.
But, you know, Terry, God bless you for getting her on the air and so people can see what she's capable of. And she does put her heart and soul into every piece that she makes.
Well, Donna, you know,
thank you, Donna.
Because to have her on here because we want to be able to let people know what's going on and if they don't know. And even you, Donna, if you got a story to tell, because we all got a story to tell, I'll put you on the show if you want to talk about how you grew up and your siblings got on your nerve and y'all had to fight it through and now you love each other. We'll put you on the show.
My story would take about 8 weeks to tell.
Girl, you need a part one, two, and three. Ain't that right, Strawberry?
That's right.
Ain't nothing but a thing.
I will let you take on some more callers. I just wanted you to know that I love you, Melissa. I think you're awesome.
Love you, too.
And I want everybody else to know how awesome you are. So keep up the good work, and we're going to keep sharing your jewelry up here in the Midwest.
Thank you, sweetie. I love you.
I love you, too. Bye, Terry. Bye.
Bye-bye. You know something? That's sweet when you have friends like that who are supporting you because we do have other callers on the line, but often a lot of our callers just want to listen. They don't want to communicate because people get so afraid when you say you're going to be on the radio. I mean, they can't see you on the phone, but, you know, they get
Well,
a,
let
know,
me
little...
tell you something. I have been a nervous wreck ever since you set this up. I have. I've been a
joking.
Nervous wreck.
Really?
No, I'm not joking. You can ask my friends. I know there's one of my other good friends. I work with her. Her name is Kashana Jackson, and I know she's listening right now. I love you, Kiki.
Hey, Kiki, go on, girl.
She said, I got this. She said, you got this, girl.
Sure do. You sure do. It's nothing but a thing. Because like what me and Strawberry try to do, make people understand, you know, when you hang out with us, it's just like hanging out with your girlfriends. You know, you
That's
don't
right.
have no censorship. You ain't got to be bougie. Just say it how you feel it. You know, if you're passionate or whatever, just do you, man. Because people can recognize real. You know, I don't want no phony people up here saying, well, I started at the age of 3 because I just had a vision. This was, we don't do that.
Oh, good grief, man. No,
we don't do that.
No. That right there, I'm like, okay, it's time to go. I'll be like, bye, girl.
Yeah, exactly. But we have had some characters. We done had one nasty guy call in with our guests on the line and talking about all kinds of profane things with his body we went through. I had to do the click up, you know, because some people are just strange for no good reason. But, you know, she did say that you was on Facebook. But, you know, Melissa, how else can people get a hold of you and your phone number and stuff like that?
Okay, I am on Facebook. It's under Saturday Expressions. I do have an Etsy page.
It's Saturday Expression with no space. There's no space in between those two names. I am on Etsy. I do regular craft shows, events, within reason, within, you know, miles from my home, you know.
Right.
I have done eBay before, but that was kind of a flop. But but I mean, I mainly just do it that way, and I do a lot of, you know, like they say, you know, word of mouth goes a long way. You
That's
know,
the truth. So what's your price range? What is your highest and what is your lowest? And, you know, and like you might say, well, for my bracelets, the highest bracelet has been this. The highest necklace has been this. So people can, you know, see exactly, you know, whether, you know, it's in their price range, you know. But she's reasonable, darling, because today my daughter's still wearing that bracelet that she made with the multicolored stones.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. Aww. She's still wearing it.
That's awesome.
Yep.
But I, my price, you're going to laugh. You're probably going to laugh. But I actually have, it goes from $3, which for a little tiny pair of earrings,
mm-hmm.
all the way up to probably about $40. That's the
and
highest.
See, everybody, you heard that. She go from $3 to $40. So you won't have no excuse why you can't rob that piggy bank. You know, come on there, pull them nickels and quarters out, you know, and turn it into a, you know, a money order or write a check. You can buy her jewelry because when you support her, you're showing love, you know, and then you can share it, you know, by in her walking billboard, you know. So come on now, she ain't that hard, you know. You can see her on Facebook and you can see some of the stuff that she got. And she also said she got a location in Opelika, Alabama. And what's that phone number?
I used to. I have no booth anywhere right now. I do all this out of my home. So
okay.
Got to retract that.
And describe what they might want from you.
They could describe it. I mean, all you got to do is when you look at the Facebook page or Etsy page, Etsy page is whatever the price is in there, that's what it is. That's also including the shipping. Shipping's included in the price of the ones on Etsy.
Oh, that's
and,
good.
Oh, yeah. Because technically, if you think about it, some people charge like $5, $6 for a necklace for shipping. Why? Mm-hmm. I always ask why. Because if you weigh one of my pieces on a scale at the post office, if you weigh one of those, it's not even, I mean, it's almost the cost of a letter. The most I've had to charge for shipping
wow.
is maybe $1.50. It doesn't mm-hmm. weigh anything. So, but if you want, like, all the rocks, you know, like Terry wants, you know, it's probably going to cost
yes,
about $10.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And as soon as I get it, I'm going to be right on Facebook showing it. Say, look at this. Yes. Because, you know, it's a good idea, too, because this is August, you know, and people are still planning the late summer weddings. And, you know, like you want to give your bridesmaids a gift, you can make them a little bracelet, you know, and it's right reasonable. So, you know, you can, like, utilize her skills. Just give her some notice, like, you know, a couple of weeks or a month advance notice, and she'll put that stuff up for you.
That's all I need. You know, I had one customer. She wanted something to go with her wedding dress. It was a simple wedding. So I did do a necklace and a bracelet and a pair of earrings for her. I did do a wedding set. I haven't done a mass amount of bridesmaid jewelry yet, but that I'm up for the challenge. You know, give it to me. You know.
That's right. And she also do male jewelry. So don't think that she's limited to just female jewelry. She does male jewelry as well.
Yep. Well, I'm at a limited right now, but, yeah, I can do male jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
If they give me an idea of what they want, you know, I'll try my best and suffice.
Right. Amen. So I'm running my mouth, so I'm going to let my co-host get her question in before we run out of time. We got 10 minutes on the clock.
So, actually, because I was just thinking, what do you do to market your jewelry? Like, how do you get a lot of notice as far as what you're doing?
Really, right now, like I said, you know, it's like word of mouth, or I'll share a lot of my posts on Facebook. I mean, my Facebook page for Saturday Expressions is public. It's not private. So it goes everywhere. And the downfall to that sometimes is that Facebook has a part on there where they want to charge you for advertising, which sometimes, I mean, that's a good thing. But
mm-hmm.
And then they have this other option where you can boost your post, which that I don't believe in because it doesn't really do anything. it doesn't really share anything because I'll ask all my friends. I said, did you see this? Did you see this? No, uh-huh. I didn't see anything. I said, because you're on Facebook just as much as I am because I know you had to post something. They said, no. They said, no. And I ain't going to lie. I'm a Facebook junkie. I know what. I need help. But
yeah, you ain't by yourself. A lot of people I know on there, but I can't do it. Man, I'm into family. I try to go there once a week to, you know, check on my, you know, my notices and post mm-hmm. stuff, but that's it.
I mainly use it for my business, though. I mainly use
mm-hmm.
it for my business.
Yeah, exactly.
And it does work. It does work. It's slow right now, but it does work. That's why I like doing events. I mean, I meet all kinds of interesting people. Some interesting, some kind of like, where'd you come from? You know, but, yeah. I have a good time at those
yeah.
events. I love it.
Go ahead, Strawberry. I think you already say something.
Okay, I'm sorry. So what kind of challenges have you faced so far when it comes to the jewelry business and you making jewelry? Have you faced any kind of challenges?
As far as making it or selling it?
Both.
Okay, making it is like I try to teach myself new ways of doing stuff. You know, like my challenges right now, I want to try to learn how to make rings.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't mastered that yet. I can't find the right gauge wire to make the wire rings that has a stone in the setting. I haven't mastered that yet. And as far as selling, that gets frustrating. It's frustrating. Put it this way, I'm going to give you a prime example. I had to color my hair tonight because I seen so much gray in my hair. So, it looked terrible.
No,
it gets really rough because people, you know, they look at it and they say, well, I don't really need any jewelry. I say, okay, well, you don't need it, but do you like it?
That's right.
You know,
give it for Christmas gifts.
That's right.
And,
you know, you can always sell it.
You got that right. And, but I mean, I don't like gouging people. You know, there are some people out there, you know, that'll make a piece. Like the simple necklace that my daughter was wearing that you saw, Terry.
That's
okay.
Beautiful.
That
I
right
loved
there.
It.
And, you know, something like that I would probably charge $25 for.
Uh-huh.
And she begged me to get that. She says, Mama, can I have this? I'm like, go on, take it.
Well, she was looking good wearing it, okay?
I can never tell her no when it comes to that jewelry. She says, oh, my God, Mama, I love this so much. Let me have it.
Yes.
She's my only daughter, so I mean,
definitely.
I can't say no. My boys, you know, they don't. I mean, they like that I, you know, I do this, but you know, they ain't into it.
Right. But you know, some wait till they get them girlfriends. They're gonna get into it because then they're gonna say, "Grandma, fix me something for my girlfriend."
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is like my youngest son, his wife. She loves the stuff I do. She says, can you make me this right here? Like, yes, I'll make it for you. Yeah, I'll do it. And she's a sweetheart. She wears my stuff. My daughter wears my stuff. My stepmother, she has worn my stuff. My mom's not a big jewelry fan, but, you know, it's all good. She'll change
yeah.
one day.
Aww.
I think I get that from
my
mom because she always liked jewelry, you know, so I picked that up
from her. I don't know where I got it from.
Yeah,
I don't know where I got it from. I don't know. I see the shiny stuff, and I want to play with it.
Me too. Yeah, but you're going to do well. You know, keep working on that jewelry with the rings, you know, and you'll figure it out. They might have a book on how to do wire jewelry where you put the stones in the middle.
Yeah, they do, and I also watch a lot of YouTube.
Yeah, so, that, you
hey,
know.
YouTube is a
mastermind,
boy.
You
can
learn
anything.
Yeah.
They got anything on YouTube.
Who, me? I got a whole lot of decadent stuff on YouTube. I'll just say, loud, man, I got a lot of crap on YouTube.
Yeah, you do. I was researching you.
Oh, my Lord. Well, you know something? One more time, because we've got to wrap this thing up real pretty soon. Again, repeat your phone number, give them a price range, how to get a hold of you, and She's very reasonable. Everybody listen up.
Okay. Saturday Expression on Facebook. All you got to do is just type in, you know, facebook.com/Saturday Expressions. On Etsy, it's Saturday Expressions, both names together, no space in between the name. My number is 910-386-8774. That's my cell phone. That's all I use. And my email is melissa.saturday@yahoo.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, we so appreciate you spending the time with us tonight. But, you know, once you be on our show, Melissa, you can always come back. This is home. So if you decide that you have learned how to master making them rings and something new that you want to talk about, just give me a holler. Come on back and we can, you know, shoot a fat and everything and just have a good time, you know.
All right, no problem. I sure will.
Yeah,
I'll
so
get back with you on your specialty.
Thank you. And do you have a shout-out that you would want to give somebody to say hi, give out their name and everything before we go, and then Strawberry will give her a shout-out, and then I'll take it home. But everybody, just listen up. Next week, Strawberry, she's going to be announcing the drop of her new book, Diamond in the Rough, and you want to hear more about that, but we ain't going to give up nothing until next week, so you got to hang in there with us. So, Melissa, is there a personal shout-out to your husband, your boyfriend, your significant other? You can call him by name, your boo thing, whatever you want to call him. You know, you want to give
him
a shout-out.
I call him my boo, too. He is my boo, I know. James Watts is my honey. And I have my three
Melissa
children.
Melissa coming home, darling.
My three children, Alan, Jennifer, and James. My daughters and my daughters-in-law, my grandbabies, all seven of them. I meant to make that 10 because I got three from James's side. So we got 10 grandbabies together. So
all right now, that's all right.
We have a house full.
But it's good because when holidays come, all that love in one place. That's good. It's a good thing. Yeah, you know. I like to be in your house on Christmas because I know, you know, I got a jewelry fetish. I'll be getting some jewelry for Christmas. So them little girls, they lucky. Grandma know how to hook them up to save some money.
Oh, they get Christmas gifts from me, handmade stuff.
All right, now that's what I'm talking about. So, Strawberry, is anybody special you want to say hi to, darling?
Yes, actually, I want to give a shout-out to my publisher, Jess J. Warner, my pen sisters, Roslyn, a.k.a. Rosie, Felicia, a.k.a. Author Imani, my best friend, Chris Hill, and my other best friend, Ashley Jackson, as well as my mentor, Cedric Lewis.
Okay, and all I want to say to everybody is, first, thank you for my guest being here tonight, Melissa Saturday, and my co-host, Strawberry. And I'll give all honor to God, and I pray that the Lord orchestrates doctors' hands and get their mind right so they can figure out why my grandson has not stopped seizing since Wednesday, and let him come home healthy and strong and live a good and prosperous life. So I just, that's my shout-out. Go to Jesus and all these prayer warriors. There's so many of y'all praying on his behalf. You know, and anybody else who is just tuning in at the last minute, his name is Jacote Lyle. Send a prayer up for the little boy, and I appreciate it. And on that note, we're going to take it home with a song by Charlie Wilson, There Goes My Baby. Have a great Friday. Don't drink and drive.
Have
don't
a great
do drugs and drive.
Was rolling in my car when I pulled up at the mall. Couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Hand
it for me. I was only about to hang. Wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself, I'm
locked in her hand, right in front of Macy's. That's where I figured I'd hang. Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on a cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah, her gon'
have. Take her to my mama house. If she need her hair done,
my cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her love and love that. Some of your time.